In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we will be talking about Islam versus world powers. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. Why is it in the world that the so-called world superpowers are so much against Islam? Just what is it in Islam that they're so much against it? Islam is a whole different world than what the superpowers have in mind. That is one reason they're against it. Islam is a religion which pertains to every single facet of life, from one's individual, family, social, and political affairs in life. Islam is concerned with all of them. On the other hand, we have the world superpowers who only want to put in place a government where the idea is all about gaining more and more worldly benefits, even if it means forgetting about all religions, especially Islam. Secular countries don't want religion to be the ruling system and for the laws of religion to be the laws of the country. But that's not all. Islam is a religion that is against any kind of injustice and crime. It's against killing innocent people. It's against libertinism. It's against every kind of sin. Why is it that Islam is against sins? It's because staying away from sins is to our own benefit. Allah has created us and knows best what is good and bad for us. However, the world powers, or we should say the world devourers, only want to further their selfish interests. That is why anything that jeopardizes their interest, they're against it. Islam is at the top of their list because it is opposite to what they want.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness, you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. So, we were talking about how Islam is confronted by world powers and how they do everything they could to stop Islam. Like we said, Islam is a complete package for our lives because it includes every single rule and regulation which is needed for living a happy life. More importantly, Islam is a political religion. Islam says that Muslims must form their own government and make sure that Islamic laws are observed by citizens. Islam says that any country that is a bullying country or an unjust and tyrannical government must be fought. All of these go against what world powers want. Islam is a religion that pays a great deal of attention to the family. That is why it says that Muslim men and women must observe hijab. Is that what we're seeing in secular governments? No, it's the exact opposite. They're doing whatever they could to destroy the family unit. But why? Because it is in their interests for the family to collapse so that they could make money, more money, through different ways. This includes selling more weapons, selling more indecent photos and videos, and many other bad things. In general, people are given the freedom to do whatever in the world they want, no matter how bad and immoral it is, as long as it does not interfere with the freedom of others. So, they couldn't care less what your family members are doing and with who they're having relationships. Islam is against libertinism. This is definitely one reason the world powers are against it. Now we will listen to Imam Muhammad Al-Asi, who will talk about today's topic.
Anyone who reads the Quran realizes that there is a great deal of concentration on the history of Bani Israel. They say to a prophet of theirs that we want to be given the order to go out and duel with the enemy. And then their prophet tells them, if the order to fight comes to you from Allah, would you hesitate not to do so? Because once an order is issued from Allah, Jalla wa Ala, then it becomes binding. So pay very close attention to what you are requesting and what you are saying. And then they say, we will go to the battlefront, and why not, when we have been displaced from our own areas and lands, and we have been separated from our own sons and families. Remember, these words are very reminiscent and very descriptive of the conditions of the Muslims nowadays. So the order from Allah came, and there has to be a leader, and so that leader and commander became Talut, and they took issue with that. أَنَّ يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. They asked, how can this person be our leader when we are more qualified to be the leader than he is? It is not a historical sentence that we read in the Quran that belongs to thousands of years ago. It is an attitude that lives on. You have a legitimate, an authentic, a qualified Islamic leader who comes to the presence of the Muslims, and then some Muslims begin to say, well, how could this person become our leader? He doesn't have the wealth that we have. He doesn't have the means that we have. He is not one of us. See, this is a key word here. He is not one of us. And then after they get rid of this squabble, and they get rid of it by some of them not following, they say, we refuse to be enlisted while this person is our commander in chief. And then they peeled away. And then what happens as he becomes commander? What did some of them say? When they come to a river, he says to them, do not partake, don't drink from this river. If you're out there and you are thirsty, there's a river flowing with water, it doesn't make any military sense to tell the troops not to drink of that water. So some of them said, we're going to drink from this water. And then they peeled away. You see the objections as time goes on and as Allah begins to test the will of the people on this journey to the military front, a military front that is so obvious in the Muslim world today. Not only one front, but many fronts. The central front and the peripheral fronts. These fronts are all over. And our history is moving us towards these military fronts, but some of us are peeling away. Some of us are deserting this military affair. And it is the will of Allah that this occurs. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ So that Allah may verify those who are authentic of what they think and what they are committed to, and those who are phonies.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مساعينا
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. World powers are very much against Islam. Islam, politically speaking, is a religion which is against any kind of oppression. For example, in an Islamic country with an Islamic government which has enormous natural resources such as oil and mines, a world power would want to have relations with that country, but not for good reason, but just so that it could plunder the natural resources of that country. We are seeing that unfortunately in many Muslim countries which have many oil fields, oil is being sold to the world powers with low prices. Muslims must not allow foreigners to plunder their natural resources. Of course, if they really are Muslim countries and claim to follow the laws of Islam when dealing with people inside and outside their country. What are some other reasons world powers are so much against Islam? The most important reason is the fact that Islam is the most influential religion and system of government in the world today. If other people and other governments see that a Muslim country with an Islamic system of government is prospering in different arenas, they will try to emulate them, and that is when their regimes will be weakened. That is, the world powers will be weakened. If Muslims awaken and implement the laws of Islam in their country, their success is guaranteed, because Allah has said in the Quran, whoever helps him and his religion, he will help them and make them steadfast. So you see, Islam is the biggest threat to the very existence of superpowers. It is against many of their ideas. What it's really against the most, perhaps, is libertinism and lack of involvement of a religion in running a country. But undoubtedly, Islam will ultimately reign supreme. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Please log on to our website at parstoday.com. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, email them to us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye.
Allah, 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 save me from myself, Allah. myself, Allah, Allah, Allah. Legal eyes pull me in every time, and it's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need you here.